This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Amy Dickinson, and Tom Beaudet. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl. Coming up, it's our Bluff the Listener game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, the Nigerian email scammers, you know those guys?
That's a scam?
Yeah.
You mean?
Keep going.
Anyway, people have gotten wise, most people anyway, to the whole, this former dictator needs help getting his fortune out of the country, that whole thing. Well, their latest email scam is luring people to send money by telling them that they, the Nigerian, needs help and money to save what?
They need to save, is it a relative? Usually there's a relative involved. No, but this is a new scam, an animal.
An animal, yes. What kind of animal?
Oh, it would be, is it endangered?
No, it's cute.
Oh, puppies.
Yes, puppies.
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 Oh, that's a scam?
The Nigerians have figured out the great weakness of even the most hardened, thick-skinned American. We love puppies.
Puppies.
Puppies. Yeah. The new scam uses fake websites and postings on MySpace to show pictures of adorable bulldog puppies.
Yeah. They're so cute.
Anyway, they've supposedly gotten stuck in Nigeria, some other random African country, and all you need to do, just cover the cost of shipping and customs, taxes, various inoculations, and the puppy will be saved and delivered to you.
I'm so glad, because I already bailed out the dad, who was the deposed prince.
Yeah.
And now I get to save the puppy.
You do, exactly. You can feel good about yourself. Tom, two men robbed a U-Haul store in Milwaukee this week. They forced two clerks to the floor after making them open the safe. One of the robbers then fled, but the other one stuck around to do something. What?
Oh, is this the guy who stayed to ask the clerk for a date?
Yes, he did. One of these employees was female, at least by the robber's lights, pretty good looking. So after terrorizing them and robbing them, the guy said, quote, "Hey, baby, you're pretty fine. Can I get your number so we can go out sometime?" The answer was no. And he fled a little richer, but we think no happier.
Some women are so hard to get.
Picky.
Picky. Jeez.
But you mean, what's wrong with this guy? He had initiative.
Right.
He was out there making something for himself.
Access to U-Hauls.
Exactly.
This guy's looking pretty good, isn't he, Amy?
He is looking good. So did he get away?